Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It, we have a member of the El Zagel Mystics Shriners Club joining us. Craig Melhoff is joining us. Craig, welcome to our show.
Welcome, Warren.
Yeah.
Thank you, Warren, I should say, yeah.
Hey, well, no, you're welcome. But, Craig, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk. Excited to talk about a tradition that's been going on for a long time for the El Zagel Mystics, the 37th annual fish fry this Friday.
You're absolutely right, Warren. This is the El Zagel Mystics Hallmark fundraiser. We've done this for 37 years. The unit was organized in 1980, and during the course of that year, the fledgling little unit came up with this fundraiser, and we've continued the tradition. A few years ago, it seemed like we were struggling to try and even make a decent profit for the effort put in. But recently, we've acquired some new talent.
Yeah.
And in our membership, we've got like 2-3 guys that are either current restaurateurs or have had extensive experience with restaurants. Number one is Johnny B with Johnny B's Brick House. Nob Sabir with Sabir's and with the grill here in Jamestown, and also Joel Fieber, who's got extensive restaurant experience. And so these guys, along with some guys in the grocery, and we have some, you know, like we got Brent the bread man, and we've got Howie Weiss Fanning the beer man.
Yeah,
some of these guys got connections, and we're starting to be able to get some things donated and changing up our menu a little bit. And actually coming up with a way better quality meal at a more economical input cost.
Yeah.
And so this Friday, folks, Friday, March 2nd, is the 37th annual El Zagel Mystics Fish Fry at Shady's Banquet Room at the Gladstone Inn and Suites, serving from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
Tickets are $15 for adults. Children 6 through 12 years of age are $5, and children under 6 are free. I also want to give out a shout-out to Carl and Andrea Hughes that own the Shady's Banquet Rooms and Restaurant. They shut down their kitchen and donate the banquet rooms for our fundraiser. Carl's a member. They're great folks, but we just can't thank them enough. Without their donation, we just couldn't even pull this off.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of people donating their time and the resources, Craig.
Exactly.
Makes this possible for you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Especially, you know, to do it for the price we're charging, you know.
Right.
So, tickets are available at Shady's, Sabir's, Johnny B's, or from any El Zagel Mystic member. You know, Colin Wagonist, Colin Tony up at Lifestyle Appliance, they've got tickets up there. He's a new member. Brock out at Extreme Auto. Jeff down at West End Hide and Fur. I mean, we're all over the place. Yeah. Paul Widower, Widower Investments. So we've got all kinds of fixed base operations here. And also guys like me, a contractor, Roving Roger, all over the place here.
Oh, yeah.
But we got a great, great group of guys. And like I said, hey, I mentioned Brad Man and Beer Man.
Yeah.
You know, Howie and Brent, they're all over the place. They're in the grocery stores. Hit them up for a ticket. $15 for adults, children 6 through 12 or $5. And hey, let me talk about the meal a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for.
This is the best part, okay? Because we got all this restaurant talent, okay? So these guys, we did a taste test a few years ago, and we got fish from several different vendors, and so we didn't just blindly do this. We picked out some of the, you know, hand picked, so to speak.
Yeah.
So we're doing a baked cod, breaded baked cod, served with your choice of lemons and tartar sauce. We do baked beans, and we've always done that, but we used to buy them in cans. Now we buy the beans and they make them. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
And then the latest and greatest that these guys came up with. We used to do parsley potatoes.
Yeah.
For the last 3 years now, they buy Yukon Gold potatoes, and they prepare them. It's a roasted rosemary Yukon Gold potato.
Wow.
Just awesome, awesome stuff.
Sounds good.
Coleslaw. We have buns, with butter. Thanks again to the bread man. He also rounds up our beverages for us. So we get some Coke, Diet Coke, Mellow Yellow. I think he gets a little Fanta in there. And, of course, we have water, milk, or coffee, if you so choose one of those beverages. And we top it off with, Warren, a root beer float.
Oh, there you
and
go.
And I got to tell you, we got to give a couple more kudos out here. Got kudos to Cashwise. They donate the ice cream for our root beer floats. Yep. And kudos to Howie and Bert Sith Brothers for donating the keg of 1919 root beer. Again, just big way to capitalize on this.
Oh, yeah.
From a profitability standpoint, so that we're able to support our Shriners Children's Hospitals, because that's what this is really all about. We're a bunch of guys and our ladies that come together to do these fundraisers, and we have fun helping children.
Yeah.
And we support the 22 hospitals internationally. There are 22 in the United States, Mexico, and Canada.
Yeah.
And they specialize in orthopedic treatment, cleft lip, club foot, the whole range of child defects and deformities.
Yeah.
As well as we have a couple of burn centers. The nearest one is in Cincinnati. And our closest hospital is in St. Paul, the Minneapolis St. Paul, or Twin, as we call the Twin Cities Hospital.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And so a fair amount of the proceeds from our fundraisers go to several different funds. We send funds directly to the hospital. We also fund the transportation fund, which helps families get to the Twin Cities and back. And when they're there, there's actually I don't want to call it a dormitory. It's more like a hotel.
Okay.
We're able to put up families while they're there. It's right on the campus. It's fantastic. Heck, we even collect. When I go to a motel, I don't use the little soaps and all that. But I take them because I'm paying for them anyhow.
For sure.
And we send them over there to stock in those rooms. So there's just a ton of different ways that we support the children's hospitals. And another big one that we just started doing is we have a screening clinic in Bismarck.
Okay.
And that allows parents that have a potential candidate patient to go to Bismarck, because the hospital staff comes out here.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that every spring. And they screen the child to see if they're eligible for the benefits and the treatment available at the hospital,
okay,
which saves the parents a trip over to the Twin Cities to find all that out.
Yeah.
So we're sponsoring that as well. And hey, I'd also like to talk quickly about another little fundraiser. Well, it's not a little one, it's our big one. The way, you don't make a whole lot of money on a fish fry, but I'll tell you what, we've got this annual gun raffle. We started 7 years ago. Thanks to, it was innovative in thought of Carl Hughes and Jeff Oster. And Jeff's, he's still the ticket chairman for it. But what we do is we start selling tickets after the first of the year until the end of June. And we raffle off 20 firearms.
Man.
Anything from pistols to shotguns to rifles to high-speed rifles. And or our last item is a Benelli SBE-3 Max 5 12-gauge 26-inch barreled shotgun. Just a beauty.
Yeah.
And it's either you take that or $2,000 cash prize.
Wow, okay.
And I should mention that any of these, if you should win and you're not a gun enthusiast, or you want, or you have one, or you want something else, we purchase these at Gun and Reel right in downtown Jamestown.
Yeah.
And they'll trade for just about anything else and merchandise they have on hand, and or maybe give you a cash value. That's happened in the past as well.
Excellent.
And this drawing is held at the Gladstone Inn and Suites at 7 p.m. on Friday, June 29th. We only print and sell 400 tickets for this, Warren. So the odds are 1 in 20 that you could win. The tickets are $100 a piece.
Okay.
I'm not going to kid you. It's a high-end ticket, but we have people that just about run over us to get them every year. And some of these people have won more than once, and you can actually win more than once because your ticket's drawn, it goes back in the ticket barrel.
Wow. Okay.
So
excellent. And that's coming up in June, you said, that drawing will be?
Correct. And that fundraiser has enabled us to do some really nice things locally. We're able to support the Relay for Life.
For sure.
Food pantries.
Oh, yeah.
The Safe Shelter. I know I'm forgetting some. I know we did about three or four here in November.
There's a lot of them.
The program where cops take the children out shopping.
Oh, the cops. It's not Shop with a Cop.
It's something.
It's Cops and Kids or something like that. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And we, you know, we take great pride in that because our community supports us, not just us Mystics, but the Clowns as well. There are a lot of Shriners in this community, and we appreciate all the support that the community gives us. And so both units and including the Shrine Club are giving back to the community wherever we can, but keeping in mind our primary cause is helping children and the children's hospitals.
Absolutely. Craig Bellhoff again with the Elzegel Mystics. The Fish Fry is going to be this Friday, March 2nd, the 37th annual at Shady's. And then don't forget about their gun raffle as well, which is going to go up through June, like you pointed out. Craig, if anybody has questions, what are some ways they can get a hold of you or an Elzegel Mystic member?
I can be reached at 320-2622.
Okay.
Or you can get a hold of Jeff down at West End, 252-0150. He's our president again. He's been like, I think this is the third or fourth time he's been the president.
Yeah. He can't get out of it.
Yeah, we're wearing him out. Well, no, he was, and then we had some other guy. No, I don't know. It's back to Jeff, you know.
Okay, all right.
But hey, also one other thing, Warren, I want to mention. The other next big event that's going to happen in Jamestown this spring is our annual Elzegel Shriners Circus.
Oh, yeah.
It's the one where all of the Jamestown and Valley City Shriners pull together to put this on. It's at the Civic Center. It's on Tuesday, the 3rd of April this year. It's one show only. I believe the gates open if the show starts at 4:30. I could be off on that. I'm sure the circus chairman's going to beat me up, but we've got posters going up all over and this and that, and there'll be other opportunities, and we'll be advertising that. But mark your calendars, Tuesday the 3rd of April, Shrine Circus, one show only. Get there early.
Fills up fast.
And show up Friday night, this Friday night, March 2nd at the Gladstone Inn and Suites at Shady's Banquet Rooms for our 37th annual Fish Fry. Be there or be square.
Awesome. Thanks, Craig, for joining us here on Let's Talk.